WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Republicans finally got a nominee elected as speaker today, Louisiana's Mike Johnson. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato.
He's an unreconstructed, arch-conservative election denier. And everyone agrees to that description because they know it's true.
President Biden still pushing for the release of hostages as Israel prepares for a ground invasion against Hamas in Gaza. But he says he won't ask Israel to hold off on it.
What I have indicated to him is that if that's possible to get these folks out safely, that's what he should do. It's their decision.
Attorneys for former President Trump asking for his fraud case to be dismissed in New York following Michael Cohen's testimony, saying Trump did not ask him to inflate his wealth.
It was a very amazing moment. The witness, as you saw, Michael Cohen, you all saw it. He said Trump did nothing wrong. He said Trump did not ask him to do anything having to do with valuations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be named after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army win World Wars I and II. The state of Wisconsin is joining a federal lawsuit against the social media company Meta. 32 other states are part of the suit. It accuses Meta of knowingly designing and launching addictive features on Instagram and Facebook, leading to a mental health crisis for young people across the nation. The coalition also says it's looking into the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Police Department has announced a bicyclist was killed after a crash on Claremont Avenue. Authorities say the accident occurred last Thursday, and the car involved in the crash with the bicyclist had a green light while going through the intersection of East Claremont Avenue and London Road. Life-saving measures were attempted on the bicyclist, identified as 55-year-old Keith Nichols, and he was transported to the hospital where he later died. The crash remains under investigation. Republican lawmakers and the Wisconsin State Senate are proposing some changes to the funding proposal for American Family Field in Milwaukee. After the State Assembly passed a proposal that would keep the Milwaukee Brewers in the city until at least 2050, the State Senate is hoping to add other provisions like a new tax on non-Brewers events. If those provisions are adopted by the State Senate, the bipartisan proposal will have to return to the State Assembly to be passed again in its new form. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football, it's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. Just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview. The Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky, showers developing, temps steady in the mid-50s. Showers and a few rumbles of thunder tomorrow, cloudy and a high in the low 60s. Temps drop through the 40s on Friday, cloudy, showers, and windy. Colder with snow possible for the weekend as highs drop through the 40s, only into the 30s. It's 55 right now.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due